Truth News Network. It's time for Real News. Without the spin. The only place you'll find it is at TNN. The Truth News Network. Here's your political ringmaster, your host, Dan Newman.
Welcome to TruthNewsNet.org, and also welcome to 2019. I hope you've had a great holiday, and I'm glad you joined us to get the new year started. What we're going to talk about the next couple of days is not really a exciting thing to talk about. Maybe we should think of something more positive to begin the new year. But what we're going to talk about today and tomorrow are very relative to your life, to my life, and to the lives of every American today. The Terror to Americans, Part 1. And folks, terror is alive and strong among us. And those of us that live in the inner parts of the United States may not realize just how bad and how intense the terror is. That's especially happening at our southern border and in our border states. With the senseless slaughter of California officer Singh last week, this illegal immigration battle in the U.S. is now front and center as never before. And it must be confronted, and it must be resolved. Americans who are in this country legally, either by birth, legal immigration, or through obtaining legal status in other ways, now demand our government take any and whatever steps are necessary to defend, maintain, and protect all American citizens. But so far, our government's let us down. And it's not just the government. All those who promise to report the details of everything via the national, state, and local news reporting have let us down too. Think about this. If there was a paramilitary organization, an organized criminal gang working nationally, or an identified foreign government spy operation that was being allowed to instigate, structure, and freely operate criminally in the United States, the media would be all over those operations and whoever in government was responsible to rid the nation of them and wasn't doing so. Imagine the pictures of slaughtered Americans we'd see daily in the nightly national news broadcast and each morning in newspapers. That is happening and is happening now. Those two entities, the federal government and the national news media, are quietly standing on the sidelines, letting foreign criminals tear our country apart. Make no mistake, folks, our country is being torn apart. American citizens by the thousands are being raped, murdered, vandalized, all watching as billions of their tax dollars are swallowed up by our government spending it on the care and compensation caring for whatever these criminals need. And the media is not just standing on the sidelines remaining silent for these travesties. Instead of exposing it and those who prop it up, they gloss over not the criminal acts, but the fact that those who commit those acts are criminals. Oh, they'll tell us about a murder, a rape, a drug deal gone bad, but seldom do we hear the names, seldom do we see the faces of the victims, or the criminals, or how those crimes have destroyed the lives of the victims and their families. But no more. Today, we give you part one of what is really an exposé. We will not be simply quoting numbers. We are going to show you faces and bullet point details of some of the actual travesties and crimes committed by illegals against Americans in the past few years. Our purpose is very simple. It's very concise. Outrage. We are taking on our government officials and leaders in the media to start this new year. Something must be done. On our website, you'll see faces in the story. Read and hear facts that will shock you. Not only to hear facts, but because you have not seen or heard them before. At the end of these 2 days, we will give you the manuscript of both in PDF format to download to share. Of course, you can download the podcast each day, by simply clicking on the download sign on the webpage. We want you to share both with everyone you know by forwarding the PDF and the podcast for today and tomorrow, or you can simply forward the link to today's and tomorrow's stories. So let's get started. The following crime information is gathered from various news sources and refers to crimes other than terrorism. The criminal aliens mentioned are all identified as being in the country illegally. Many of them had come into the hands of law enforcement agencies previously, prior to the crime that is described, and they were not deported, or in some cases deported, but re-entered the country. On May 6th of 2017, on the way back from Disneyland, Ingrid Lake's car was struck by a drunk driver. The accident severely injured her 6-year-old son, Lennox. The driver of the vehicle, Constantino Banda Acosta, was previously deported over 15 times before the accident. This accident has forever altered the Lake family. If you look at the webpage, a picture of Lennox in the hospital is included. On April 27, 2002, Ronald Da Silva was standing with a friend in his driveway when he was shot and killed by an illegal alien who had been previously deported. The illegal alien was sentenced to 21 years in prison, but will be released in 2020. Ronald Da Silva's mother, Agnes Gaboni, has made a powerful statement, and I quote her, "The guy that killed my son has a determinate sentence in prison, but I have a lifetime sentence of grief and pain." Since that tragedy occurred, Agnes has been on the front line pushing for immigration reform. Tessa Tronchant, 16, was killed on March 30th of 2007 in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tessa and her friend, Ali Cunhart, were sitting at a stoplight when Alfredo Ramos, an illegal alien from Mexico who was intoxicated and speeding, rear-ended their car. Ramos had a history of prior convictions, but due to Virginia Beach's sanctuary policies, he was never detained. He was charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter, sentenced to 40 years in prison. Sarah Root, age 21, from Omaha, Nebraska, was killed January 31, 2016. Her SUV was rear-ended by Eswin Mejia, an illegal alien from Honduras who was street dancing. Sarah had just graduated from Bellevue University with a 4.0 GPA the day before she passed away. Omaha is in Douglas County, Nebraska, which has sanctuary policies that impede local law enforcement's ability to cooperate with ICE. Mejia was charged with motor vehicular homicide, but posted a bond to get out of jail and was released. He is still on the run. Igor Zubko, an illegal alien from Russia, killed Shaley on July 24, 2015 in Phoenix. Shaley obtained an order of protection against Zubko just 10 days before her murder, but he entered her home and fatally shot her. Zubko entered the U.S. legally, but overstayed his visa and remained in the U.S. illegally. He is in police custody and faces first-degree murder charges. Roberto Gallo, an unlicensed driver from Honduras who entered the U.S. illegally but earned temporary protective status, killed Drew Rosenberg, a second-year law student, on November 16, 2010, in San Francisco. Rosenberg was riding his motorcycle when Gallo ran over him 3 times with his car. 3 times. Gallo was convicted of vehicular manslaughter and sentenced to 6 months in jail. USCIS refused to deport him, and he was released after serving only 43 days. Thanks to the Rosenberg family's activism, Gallo was finally deported April the 3rd of 2013. Apolinar Almirano, an illegal alien from Mexico, murdered Grant Ronnebeck on January 22, 2015 in Mesa, Arizona. Ronnebeck was shot over a pack of cigarettes while he was working his shift at a convenience store. Altamirano was out on bond from a previous conviction while ICE determined whether he should be deported when he killed Ronnebeck. August of 2017, Martel Valencia Cortez, a human smuggler from Mexico, was sentenced to 8 years in American prison for assaulting a U.S. Border Patrol agent with a rock, a big rock. He was also charged with 3 counts of human smuggling. Valencia Cortez had been listed as one of the most dangerous human smugglers in the San Diego area. Previous to the most recent charge, Valencia Cortez served 3 years in prison for human smuggling charges and was then deported back to Mexico. August of 2017, 33-year-old nanny Ladia Quilingana, an illegal alien from Ecuador, was convicted and sentenced to 15 years in prison for the brutal torture and abuse of 3 small children. Nanny cam footage caught Quilingana burning the hands and legs of the 3-year-old child, as well as grabbing her by the hair and hitting her in the face. The torture was described as sustained and depraved cruelty by the district attorney, and the judge admitted that the sentence nowhere fit the heinous nature of the crime. Quilingana cited her own abusive childhood in Ecuador as justification for her actions. In July of 2017, Ariel Cuellar Guizar faced 31 years in prison for a collection of charges relating to his activities as a human trafficker. He has been found guilty of trafficking, pimping women out to prostitution, and the rape of a 15-year-old girl. Guizar will also be registered as a sex offender for life. June of 2017, Vanessa Hernandez, an illegal alien from Mexico, was sentenced to 100 months in prison for importing nearly 9 pounds of methamphetamine. Hernandez is expected to face deportation proceedings after she is released from prison. In May of 2017, illegal alien Edwin Velasquez Cuchichi was sentenced to 50 years in prison after being convicted of 2 counts of producing child pornography. Specifically, Cuchichi has been charged with sneaking into the room of a 6-year-old girl and filming himself molesting her while she slept. Originally apprehended entering the country illegally in 2013, the Guatemalan national never returned for his immigration hearing and was living in the U.S. illegally at the time he assaulted the child. May of 2017, an Uzbek refugee serving 25 years behind bars for a plot to kill U.S. military personnel or civilians was charged with stabbing the warden at the California federal prison where he was serving a sentence. May of 2017, Pascual Mendez, age 24, of Morganton, was given an active prison term of 12 to 19 years for felony human trafficking of a child, assault on a female, interfering with emergency communication, and statutory rape of a child less than 15 years of age. Same month, May of 2017, Oscar de la Rosa Mendoza, 31, of Mission, a Mexican citizen who wasn't lawfully present in the U.S., pled guilty to driving while intoxicated, a Class B misdemeanor, on May the 9th. Carlos Santiago Alvarez, age 41, of Holyoke, the same month, was sentenced to 6 to 8 years in state prison, followed by 5 years probation in a child rape case. April of 2017, Ignacio Luque Verdugo, age 32, was convicted in Adams County District Court of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder charges. 4 Charlotte-area members of the El Salvadoran gang MS-13 were convicted of federal racketeering charges. Also, April of 2017, same month, Pablo Gonzalez Sanchez is spending 18 years in prison for molesting a young teenage girl an estimated 50 times. The girl's mother, an illegal alien, has also been sentenced to prison for not reporting her daughter's allegations of abuse. Both she and Sanchez also were ordered to be added to the sex offender registry. April of 2017, Abdurrahman Sahel was sentenced April 10th to 20 years in prison for sexually assaulting and terrorizing a young woman nearly 4 years before. Gil Gaxiola was convicted of first-degree attempted murder of a National Park Service employee, as well as armed robbery, three counts of aggravated assault, kidnapping, and theft of means of transportation following an 11-day trial. March of 2017, Mexican national Miguel Rangel Arce, 36, was convicted of trafficking methamphetamine in New Mexico and Navajo Nation land. He will serve 10 years in prison. He's one of eight others who were charged with trafficking drugs between November of 2015 and March of 2016. When they were apprehended, the police also found 2.5 pounds of meth and 10 firearms. February of that year, 29-year-old Ricardo Solis Garcia was sentenced to 20 to 9 years in prison after being convicted of raping a 13-year-old girl in Burke County, North Carolina, in March of 2015. Garcia lured the girl into his car on the pretense of giving her a ride, but instead took her to a motel where he forced her to have sex with him. Garcia scheduled to be deported after he has served his prison sentence. January of 2017, a Mexican illegally in the U.S., Leonard Pinellas Escobar, was shot dead in Arizona as he assaulted a police officer by banging his head against cement. After Pinellas shot and wounded the officer who had stopped to render assistance, after Pinellas, driving at high speed, had rolled the car, killing the woman passenger. In January of 2017, Alexis De La Rosa Sosa, an illegal alien from Mexico, was sentenced in Texas to 4 concurrent terms of 12 years in prison for the deaths of 2 people as a result of his crashing into the vehicle while driving recklessly and then fleeing the scene of the crime. Folks, if you want to get more details on any or all of those cases on the webpage, we have the links to each story we reported about each one of them. And most of them, we have posted the pictures of the victims, in several cases, pictures of the perpetrators. You want to shock yourself about something? Google this: illegal immigrant crime statistics. You'll see multiple stories from papers like the Washington Post and the New York Times that are written and published to debunk crime stats given that show illegals commit more crimes than legal Americans and legal immigrants. The pro-illegal immigrant lobby consistently misrepresents the criminal involvement of illegal immigrants as compared to immigrants who legally enter the U.S. and American citizens, saying that illegal immigrants commit fewer crimes than their counterparts. This assertion is false in most cases. Here are the vetted official statistics. In California, there are just over 92 illegal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 illegals, as compared to 74 citizens and legal non-citizen immigrants. In Arizona, the rate is nearly 69 illegals for every 100,000 in prison, as compared to 54 citizens and legal non-citizens for every 100,000. In New York, over 3 times as many illegal immigrants, or 169, are imprisoned for crimes per 100,000, as compared to only 48 citizens and legal non-citizen immigrants. Only in the states of Texas and Florida do illegal immigrants commit fewer crimes than their legal immigrant counterparts. Texas, with 54.5 illegals imprisoned per 100,000, 65 legal immigrants, and Florida with 55 illegal imprisoned per 100,000 compared to 68 legals. Texas, on the other hand, is an epicenter for illegal immigrant crimes. Recent crime analysis by both the Department of Homeland Security and Texas law enforcement authorities indicate that between June of 2011 and March of 2017, over 217,000 criminal immigrants were arrested and booked into Texas jails. No, all 217,000 were probably not guilty of the crimes that they were charged with. But folks, cops just don't go grab people and throw them in jail. Maybe not all 217,000, but several hundred thousands were certainly convicted or pled. In researching the criminal careers of these defendants, it was revealed that they had jointly committed over nearly 600,000 criminal offenses. That's of those 217,000 Texas arrests. 600,000 offenses. Their arrest included nearly 1,200 homicides, 69,000 assaults, 16,854 burglaries, 700 kidnappings, 6,200 sexual assaults, 69,000 drug offenses, 8,700 weapons violations, over 3,800 robberies, over 45,000 obstructing police charges. In determining the status of these offenders in the U.S., it was confirmed by DHS that over 173,000, or 66% of these immigrant criminal defendants, were in our country illegally at the time of their arrest. These are just a few of the stories and pictures from horrors perpetrated by illegals in 2016, 2017, and even before. To be honest, it is impossible to paint a thorough picture of the horrors these criminals perpetrated on their victims. In addition to these victims pictured and mentioned here, are tens of thousands of others whose lives have been ruined. Little girls, the targets of rape and child trafficking, family members have had lives permanently altered. The loved ones of those brutally murdered will live for eternity without those they loved. And for what? We've just scratched the surface. Tomorrow, we will picture and capsule the stories of more victims. Why are you including pictures, you may ask? It's simple. To make a lasting impression. You see, that's a trick of the leftist media. They have discovered, if they even reported some of these stories, if they do not include pictures of perpetrators or victims, the impact on the public is tremendously diminished. The shock is significantly less. All of the victims at the hands of illegals deserve for Americans to know who they are and see who they were. The same is true of their perpetrators. That also applies to those criminals that have changed the lives of these thousands of Americans and their family members forever. Then tomorrow, we're going to summarize this whole thing by doing this. We will send a message to those in our nation, our government, who are directly responsible for these crimes being allowed to occur. We will challenge them to take obvious and simple actions to end this human tragedy. Please look and listen in to part two of this epic blight on the canvas of American history. Please don't diminish what we're talking about during these 2 days. This may be the most important chapter in American history in our lives. Thank you for looking and listening in. We'll be back tomorrow with part two of this. Feel free to share. If you want to wait till the second one is done and then download the story, download the two podcasts, feel free to do so. But please share. It's important. Every American needs to know. Every American deserves to know. That's a wrap for today. Thank you so much for joining us as usual. We never tell you what to think, but we always give you facts and then encourage you to draw your own conclusions from the facts at truthnewsnet.org. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. So long, everyone.
Facts and evidence is all you'll see and hear on TNN, the Truth News Network. Find it exclusively at truthnewsnet.org.